I'm pleased to welcome back the voice of the racers, Neil Bradley. How are you, Neil?
I'm really good. On a winning streak, it's always good to be a racer play-by-play guy when that's going on.
That's true. The racers have only played three games since the last time we were together, and they won all of them, bringing their season-long winning streak to five games and their record to 7-4 overall. So let's go back to the December 6th tilt where we hosted Western Kentucky, a very entertaining and high-scoring affair as the racers took that one 93-81.
I remember prepping for that game and was puzzled. Western, they were right around the 500 mark, and I really couldn't understand why. They have, I think, a lot of great talent. They have good seniors, but they just weren't shooting the ball really well, and that was the big problem. Defending pretty well, just not shooting it all that well. And the Racers, I think, was able to take advantage of some of that, although Western shot it, I think, better. According to a newspaper article, it's the best they've shot it in over a decade on the road at 53%. But the Racers, 57%, and they started that string of making 11 or more three-pointers. That was the second straight game they did that. They did it in the previous game against Bethel, hit 11 of 20. They came at opportune times, and Western didn't really have an answer. The Racers rolled out to an early lead. Western was able to trim that, had a chance to actually, I think, tie the game. They had their best free throw shooter among the starters, T.J. Price, at the line. He missed both free throws. And the Racers were able to pull away for a 93-81 win. And that's the same Western team that last Saturday went to Ole Miss and beat Ole Miss. So they're a good team. They've really woken up. I think the loss to the Racers actually helped them. They haven't lost since.
Then Saturday, the Racers traveled to Evansville. And Evansville is always tough, especially at home. The Racers, I think, will look back and call this a good win, 81-79.
Yeah, I mean, Evansville had come in. They were 7-1. They were unbeaten in their home arena. That's a fabulous place to watch a game. For anyone that hasn't been to the Ford Center, I highly recommend it. It is really a beautiful, beautiful arena and a tough place to get a victory. But the Racers came out very focused. They tried to take away certain things from Evansville. Were able to do it to some extent. They limited DJ Ballantyne, their terrific score. He's averaging 20.5 a game. Did a great job on him. He only had 7 points with 1 minute left in the first half, and he scored 5 in the final minute. Ended up with 31, so he ended up having a really good game. But the Racers got out to as much as an 8-point lead, lost the lead late in the second half. But to me, that's the kind of a win that'll build toughness, Tracy. They regrouped, got the lead, made two big plays at the end. Jonathan Verrill gets a layup off an inbounds pass, and then they get an interception to seal the game. But again, terrific shooting. They hit 11 three-pointers in 19 attempts. A campaign unbelievable in the first half of that game. He finished with a career-high 32, had 20 in the first half, and that is a signature win. Really emotional in the locker room after the game. Jonathan Verrill, he's a guy that works hard, puts a lot of emotion into it, and I watched the online show, the coaches show, that Dave Winder does with Coach Prohm, and said that Jarvis Williams told Farrell, "Big guy, if you want to cry, go ahead. We're here for you." And so he kind of let it all out. They all hugged. That's the sign of a basketball team that's becoming a team, because they all care about one another, and that's a huge step.
And then Wednesday night, the Racers played host to Alcorn State and did not treat them kindly, 94-56.
Well, this is one of those games that, honestly, you take a look, you have Illinois State and SIU looming, just come off an emotional win. This one kind of scared me a little bit. Alcorn State, they haven't had a Division I home game. They did beat Dillard at home. Everything else has been on the road. However, their games fund the athletic program. They picked up $400,000 in money games. So that's part of the reason that they came in at 1-7. They have some good offensive talent. But the Racers didn't let that happen. They didn't let the trap game get to them. They roll out to a 94-56 win. And once again, the shooting absolutely phenomenal for the Racers as they knock down, this time, 13 three-point shots. So that's 4 games consecutive with 11 or more, and knocking down 13. Unbelievable. They hit 65% from the field, out-rebounded their opponent by plus 11. It was just really a terrific game. There's not a starter that had a bad game. They got a lot of quality bench minutes, and that's something that's really going to help them in the future. I'm telling you, shooting-wise, they're doing really well. That may be covering up a little bit of defensive deficiencies for the team, but as long as they're shooting 55, 60% from the field in three-point range, they're going to be a whole bunch of teams on their schedule.
So the last four games, the Racers have scored 102, 93, 81, and 94 points. And as you've said, they're shooting ridiculously well from the outside. But is there something, as someone who follows the team very closely, that Coach Prohm has implemented to kickstart this shooting, or are a bunch of players getting hot at the same time?
I think that's a little of it, but it was something that Coach Prohm kickstarted. And that happened in Nashville. We already discussed the horrendous second half against Valparaiso, as bad as I've seen a Racer team play. And if they were in here with me, they'd probably tell you the same thing. It's bad as they probably can ever remember playing. It's just horrible. And they survived against Drake. It wasn't a great game, but it was good enough. And Coach Prohm, I remember on the post game, said, "I can't wait to get back. That's the first thing I want to do. Happy with the win. Let's get back, get better. Things are going to change." And the players said it became Steve Prohm boot camp. A lot of things changed, and he stressed, we talked to the players, and the thing that he stressed is, like, when you have the ball in practice, you have to get, I think, two post touches before a shot's taken. And if that doesn't happen, there are things that, they get to enjoy some running. So there's consequences if it doesn't happen. So they got used to doing that, and I think that's what's led to it. They got post touches. That opens up good outside shots instead of contested outside shots like they were taking. Suddenly they're getting good shots. It opens up things for the players inside because they're shooting well from the outside, and it's just a revolving wheel. And right now the Racers show no signs of letting up.
The Racers have two games to play before the holiday break, and they'll start tomorrow at 3 o'clock as they play host to Illinois State. What do you expect from that game, Neil?
Well, before they defeated DePaul, I was really expecting a extremely difficult game. And it's still going to be extremely difficult. But their leading scorer is a kid who, was averaging 14.2 points per game, Devon Akuen Purcell. But he broke his hand in the DePaul game. Now, they won, but they'll come in a little bit shorthanded, 6-3. They're still kind of learning to play, I believe, without him. Their first game was a Wednesday night when they played UT Martin at home, and Martin had them tied at 52 at the under 4 media timeout, ended up winning it by, I believe, 10 points. But they have some really good talent on the team, and you may remember Deshaun Knight. He's a guy that he came down to Murray State and Illinois State. Those were his final two. He chose Illinois State, and there's another kid on the team that the Racers recruited who's ineligible this year. So there's a lot of ties to this school, but this is a really good team. They have some really remarkable wins under their belt. I think their marquee win probably against Old Dominion, that is the team picked to win Conference USA. They have a victory over them. They're a really good team. They would have been better with that kid in the lineup, but they're very good. They shoot it well. They defend well. This would be a really tough game. I expect a huge crowd for this one.
And then Monday night, the Racers make the short trek up to Carbondale to play Southern Illinois. This is always a kind of a blood match, Neil.
It's been a while since we've played them. Last year started the series, but it's been a good while since we played up there. So this is the return game. I think it's a multi-year series, so I believe that we have a couple more years to go on the current contract. But it's been a while since we've been to SIU Arena. And it is. Last year it was a knockdown dragout with a really young Racer team. A little more experience this time, but now they played a little lighter schedule than the Racers. I was going to joke, if the Racers beat Illinois State, Monday night's game would be between two of the top teams in their respective conferences. In the Missouri Valley, you'd have Murray State 3-0 because they will have beaten Drake, Evansville, Illinois State. And SIU, they're 3-1 in the OVC. So this would be their fifth OVC game. They played more OVC games than anybody in the country, but they played well. They have a kid named Anthony Bean that can really shoot it. We'll have to know where he is, but it ought to be a terrific game. It's one of those regional rivalries that should be fun.
This is the last time we'll get together in 2014, so I just wondered, Neil, we talk about New Year's resolutions. Do you have something you'd like to see the team change in 2015?
They have to play better defensively because right now they're shooting it so well, Tracy, it overcomes any defensive deficiency, but they're still giving up well above 45% from the field, 33% from three-point range, and on nights when the shots don't fall, that's not good enough to win. And I don't care where you're playing. There's tough games in the OVC you can't win. That has to be better. If they do that, improve on their defensive rebounding, they're going to be terrific. And if you're on my wish list, I've pleaded, I've begged Coach Kennedy, Coach Prohm, please, please put the names on the back of the jerseys, but they just won't do it. And their philosophy is it's about the name on the front rather than the name on the back. And I just think they hate broadcasters, but that's just my thing. It really helps us when we go on the road and the opposing teams have that. So I'm still trying to push for it. That's my one number one wish.
Nobody ever thinks of the broadcasters.
That's it. And wear gold uniforms. That's number two. I like those.
Well, Neil, I hope you have a safe and happy holiday season, and we'll talk to you again in 2015.
All right. Hope everyone has great ones, and we'll see you on the other side of the year.